the gospel of Christ. I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. There are two readings for this morning. I read the one from John. There is also one from Matthew, which we read here 2 weeks ago for the Transfiguration. But I want us to put our focus on what I just read from the letter of the Gospel of John, but also to start with Genesis, the reading that Lynn read a few minutes ago. Genesis 12, 1 to 4. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation and bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." That is a very, very powerful reading that we often don't get the gravity of it. God said to Abraham, leave where you are comfortable. Leave your comfort zone behind and go where I guide you. Go to some place you really don't know, where it is fearful, where it is scary. You've left behind your family. You've left behind your possessions and you go and follow me. Go where I send you. And when you do that, I will make you a great nation and you will be blessed. God is saying to Abraham and is reported to us, take a risk. Follow God. Go where God sends you. Go away from the comfort zone you have. And take the risk. Be brave. Follow God. And that's the challenge that we are to face following Jesus Christ. For Jesus in the Gospel of John today was talking to Nicodemus and was challenging Nicodemus that you must get beyond the laws, get beyond the comfort zone, and start to see the vision of God and God's vision for the world and be a part of it and proclaim it. That's a very powerful thought. For we all live in comfort zones, but we are called to get beyond our comfort zone and to take risks. What are those risks? Well, the major risk is to love the unlovable. To love those who we normally would feel uncomfortable loving. And who are they? Well, you may know in your own lives, who are the people that I find difficult to love? Who are the people I find difficult to reach out to? And we are called to at least make an effort to reach out to them. To have a compassion. To have an understanding. I've always found this to be a challenging reading in my own ministry and lifetime. When God called me to leave the comfort of being a parish priest and to go into prison work, I can tell you that I was terrified. I thought, what am I going to meet? How are these people going to respond to me? And the message that God gives me to love them in a caring way and in a restorative way. It was a challenge. And there were many a day that I thought, I can't stand this. But I went and took my concerns to God. And others have done the same, who some of you here have worked in corrections. And God gives you a vision to keep going. And sometimes you have to stand up to others who come from your comfort zone and say, what are you doing going into prison? You should be ashamed of yourself. Are you just a failed clergyman? I've had that said to me. Others of you here in this congregation, I know, have done great risking ministries. Being in a large community, raising children in a large community is a challenge. I know that's happened here. Giving up a comfort zone and going overseas and serving, that is a great challenge in a ministry. Giving up the comfort zone and serving the people in the community in politics, that's a challenge. Because there's lots of times you get phone calls at 2 a.m. from some irate person who's babbling on about something you don't even know about. And you're supposed to have an answer. Being a teacher in school is not easy. I know a number of you here are teachers. Some retired. And it's a challenge. These are all ministries to get us out of our comfort zone and to proclaim through our action, not necessarily standing out there and saying, do you believe in Jesus? I don't mean proclaiming it that way. But by our actions, leaving the comfort zone and following the chosen one and living out the message of Jesus' challenge to Nicodemus. Get beyond the law. Get beyond the traditional. Get beyond the comfort zone and get out there and love the unlovable. It is a challenge. And so today, as we receive the sacrament, to have taken into ourselves symbolically Jesus, and to leave this community, of this church, and go into the world, we are challenged to proclaim through our life actions the gospel message. To love, to forgive, to listen clearly, to include, and above all, to forgive. It's a challenge for all of us, me included. There's things that happen to me because of my personality. I have to intentionally forgive and say, okay, I've got to leave this behind and move on. And so I pray that all of us, as we prepare ourselves during the season of Lent in these 40 days, to think in our own hearts, what is my challenge living the gospel today? How am I called to leave my comfort zone just as Abram was called by God to go into the world and to follow the chosen one, Jesus Christ, our Savior? I'm going to give us a minute to just reflect on that as we go forward. May God bless us all.